If you want to know what is really happening in the world today, you need to read the Parsha HaShavua, the weekly Torah reading. Join Rabbi Mendel Lipska for the next hour as he delves and enumerates the themes running through the weekly Torah Parsha, only on 101.9 High FM.
And a wonderful Erev Shabbos to all of you. Great to, again, spend some time, share ideas, look at the Parsha, look at the Torah, and try to make sense of the world that we live in, a world that is becoming increasingly difficult to understand, a world that is so chaotic, a world that is so false, a world that is so distorted. And it's only with the wisdom of Torah, it's only with the wisdom of God's knowledge that we are able to navigate the craziness that exists in the world today and to see a path going forward in a noble and proper and proud sort of way. Of course, our minds, our hearts, our souls are very much with our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land, indeed with Jews throughout the world. It's a challenging time, a difficult time. The Jewish people yet again are under threat. Israel, of course, throughout the world. Our enemies are, well, they are our enemies and haven't stopped being our enemies. They continue to consider us as a target. They don't want us. They don't want us not in the Holy Land, and some of them don't want us to exist at all. And it is a time that we have to stand up, to be strong, to be proud, and to identify ourselves as Jews in the fullest sense of the word. Now is a time to quite simply be Jewish. Be Jewish, not in some vague sort of way, but to be Jewish representing God, representing the Torah, representing our people in the fullest sense of the word. Now is a time to stand united. Now is a time to stand together, to stand as an eternal people, because that is what we are. This isn't the first time. You know, I'm sure as we sat around the Seder table this year, and we said, "Bechol dor v'dor," in each and every single generation, they stand up and try to annihilate us. And, you know, for years we thought it was an interesting statement, but, well, this time we found out, yes, in each and every single generation, even in ours, and people that we thought were our friends, allies, people close to us, they turned their back on us because this is the way it is. The Jewish people are not a lonely people, but they are alone. They stand alone. And they stand alone because this is the plight. This is the calling of the Jewish people. They stand within and outside of Jewish history. And because of that, they are the ultimate mystery within Jewish history, within world history. People look upon us and wonder, how is it possible for this people to exist? After all, every single powerful nation and weak nation try to destroy us again and again and again throughout the millennium. And yet, here we are. Here we are, strong and proud and brave and courageous, and indeed joyous. Joyous being the operative term, because this is who we are. We are an eternal people. And what gives us this eternal strength? The blessing of God, the word of Torah. And this is why it's precisely that that we have to present and represent. And this is a time for each and every one of us to turn to Hashem in prayer and thanksgiving, with joy to turn to Torah and study and observance, and to say to Hashem, we will continue in the way that you want us to continue. It's a special Shabbos. It's Shabbos Mevarchim. We're going to bless the new month of Tammuz. On Thursday and Friday, this coming week, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 2 days, and we will celebrate Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and tomorrow in Shul, we will bless the new month of Tammuz. Now, the new month of Tammuz is a month that we approach with a degree of trepidation, because the month of Tammuz contains the 17th of Tammuz, the beginning of the 3 weeks, the beginning of a time that we remember, a period in Jewish history that was tragic, that was sad, a time that Jerusalem was attacked, a time that, well, the temple fell. And in fact, five great tragedies happened on the 17th of Tammuz. And it's something that we remember to this day. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz. The 17th of Tammuz reminds us of an extremely sad time in Jewish history. And at the same time, our sages tell us that these days, the 17th of Tammuz, the 3 weeks that follow, will be transformed into days of sason v'simcha, celebration, joy, exuberance. They will be the ultimate festivity. And they will be days of tremendous celebration. Because beneath the external appearance of sadness, of destruction, of tragedy, there is a tremendous presence of light and joy and promise of greatness. In fact, the 17th of Tammuz, the number 17, our sages tell us, is the gematria, the numerical value of good. And good is something which often is hidden within a situation that appears to be the opposite of good. And for this you have to have sight and insight, to see beyond the obvious, to see beyond that which is presented. And that takes patience, wisdom, faith, and it takes a keen understanding of history. Sometimes in order to look forward, and not only to look forward, but to understand the implications of the present situation, one has to have the objectivity of looking into the past. And as I said earlier on, to understand the eternity of the Jewish people and to say to oneself, how is it possible? And therefore, to understand the events that take place, not only as they appear on a superficial level, but as I said before, to have the wisdom, the courage, the faith, and the knowledge to understand what in actual fact is happening at a deeper level. This is how a Jew goes through life, understands life, and understands the past, present, and future. Yes, we see the events, we understand the events, we look at the events as they are, but as they are is not only that which exists. And this is what the sages tell us. The sages tell us that the days of the 17th of Tammuz, the 3 weeks of mourning that follow, they will be transformed into days of great joy and festivity, because they contain within them joy and festivity. Beneath the surface of the sadness of the 3 weeks, there is tremendous joy and festivity. You have to break the shell, so to speak, to look beneath the surface to understand what is contained within. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
We're talking about having the ability of seeing beneath the surface, but listen to this. Dischem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks, whether you're having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol. Dischem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dischem Wellness Clinic inside Dischem Pharmacies. Better health starts here. And also, attention small business owners. Boost your brand with an unbeatable advertising deal on 101.9 High FM. Get 5 ads per day. That's five ads per day for 5 days for just 5,000 Rand. This stimulus campaign is perfect for businesses looking to make a splash. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to reach your audience and grow your business. Interested? Email info@highfm.com or text 061-895-1019 today. That's 061-895-1019. We're talking about seeing things not on an obvious level, but on a deeper level. And that's why it's interesting that the tribe associated with the month of Tammuz is Reuven. And Reuven, of course, was called Reuven because his mother, Leah, said that God sees my difficulty. Reuven comes from the word Reu, to see. Seeing is a tremendous, tremendous gift from God. We think that seeing is only the power of sight, which comes with light, which comes with whatever it is, the optical nerve, the physical eye. But seeing is far greater and far deeper than that. Seeing is looking beyond the obvious. You know, as a child, you read stories about people who had X-ray vision. They could look through walls. They could look through whatever it was. Each and every one of us possesses that ability because we can look beyond the obvious and see what is the essence, what is the core. We can use the power of sight in the true sense of the word, not only to see things as they appear, but to see things as they are on an essential level. And this is what the Parsha really is all about. The Parsha is Shlach. Moshe is told by God to send the agents into the promised land to investigate the land. Is it a strong land, a weak land? Is it fortified? What kind of people, etc., etc.? The agents come into the land, and what do they see? They see a magnificent, beautiful land, lush, green. The fruit that grows in that land is magnificent, beautiful. The people are strong and healthy. They come back with a strange report. What do they say? We cannot go into that land. It's a dangerous land. And why is it dangerous? Because it's Eretz Ochelet Yosheveha. It's a land that devours its inhabitants. Too much physical beauty. It's a comfortable land. It will destroy our spiritual strength. This is the way that some of our commentaries understand why it is that these agents, who were righteous, pious when they actually were sent on this incredible mission, turned out to be, in a sense, traitors. They saw a beautiful land, come back and say, it's a wonderful land, but no. They come back and they say it's a dangerous land. Because they felt that the Israelites would come into the land and they would be devoured by its materialism, by its physical beauty, and they would lose their spirituality, something which they developed in the wilderness. In the wilderness, they had the manna coming from heaven, protected by the clouds. They had the ability of studying Torah almost exclusively. If they would have to go into the land, they would have to work the land in order to have their food. They would have to plow and till and plant and harvest, etc., etc., etc. And they said, we will lose what we have. We are too weak to live in a comfortable physical land. We will only survive here in the wilderness with the miraculous blessing of God. They didn't see something deeper. They saw the physical beauty and they were overwhelmed by that. What else did they say? Ki chazak hu mimeno. It's a land which is even stronger than him. And as some of the commentaries point out, him, with a capital H, it's even stronger than God. because God gives each and every one of us free choice. And they were convinced that the people would choose when they come into a promised land with such easy, comfortable, beautiful, materialistic presence, they would choose a negative way of life. And they would, in a sense, be stronger than God, because God would have to accept their choices. They didn't see the inner soul of the Jew, that he would ultimately choose correctly, that he would overwhelm the urge of materialism. They only saw that materialism, the physical beauty, would destroy Jewish life. To Joshua and Caleb, they saw what in fact God wanted. You know, there's a bigger question. Why did God take a soul which sits and exists beneath the divine throne and send him into a physical world? Because that is the ultimate purpose, to live in a physical world and to deal with the beauty and materialism of the world in a proper way. And this is why toward the second half of the parsha, what do we talk about? When you come into the land, your first fruits, when you make a dough, take a portion and give it to the priest, to the Kohen. When you use the physical world based upon the commandments that God gives you, that world becomes a greater place. It's not by escaping the physical that you fulfill God's purpose. It's by using it correctly, using it in conjunction with the will of God, with the commandments of God. This is how you actually transform and elevate a physical world to a higher level. That was the cardinal sin of the ages. And this is why they were banished to live in the wilderness for 40 years and to die in the wilderness, because they didn't have the strength and the ability to come into the land. And this is something that we have to understand. This is something that we have to look at, to see things correctly, to look beyond the obvious, to look beyond that which appears, and to see what's there. You ask an individual who deals in diamonds to tell you what a piece of rough diamond looks like. It looks like a dirty piece of glass. It has no beauty. It has no form or shape. It's not something anybody would want. But to the one who understands diamonds, he takes a look at this raw, ugly piece of stone, and he sees something majestic that with the right application, polishing and cutting, this can become an item of incredible beauty. And that's only transforming a physical shape into another physical shape. Just imagine taking a physical object and using it correctly, and you elevate it to a purpose so much higher and greater, it becomes godly, it becomes divine. You take a piece of leather and you turn it into parchment and you write a Torah scroll. You write a mezuzah. You make a pair of tefillin out of leather. You take food and you make a blessing beforehand and you make a blessing afterwards. And you use the energy from that food for greater purpose. You have taken that physical item and you've given it a divine dimension. You have elevated it to a purpose of infinite eternal greatness. This is what God wants from us. Not to run away from the physical world, not to deny the physical world, but to use it correctly. Yes, of course, on our own we can't do it. This is why we need Torah. We need the instruction of mitzvot. And this is why the Parsha tells us, when you will finally come into the land, this is how you shall behave with the physical objects that you will deal with. The grain that you will grow, the dough that you will need, etc., etc., etc. This is how you will function in the physical world that you will live. And this is the beauty of what the physical world is all about. We have those choices. We have that ability. Of course. Of course, if we want to, we can choose negatively. Of course, if we want to, we can just use the superficial on a very materialistic and physical level. Of course we can do that. And this is what the agents of spies thought would happen, that the people would function on a purely superficial level, and they would destroy their spirituality. But it need not be. It need not be at all. Because in choices, we have two choices. We can choose one or the other. And the fact remains that, yes, there are many who've chosen that which is wrong, but there are many who've chosen that which is right. And after all these thousands of years, and exile after exile, and challenge after challenge, and the challenge of poverty, and the challenge of wealth, and the challenge of difficulty, and the challenge of freedom, we are still here as people who are dedicated to the Word of God, to the Torah of God, to the commandments of God. And we still cherish the opportunity of elevating the physical world into a higher level. You know, think of a festival like Hanukkah, and you look around and see in certain communities hundreds, sometimes thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of Chanukiyot, menorot, in windows. The festival of Sukkot, where you see hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people walking the street with Elulav and Etrog, and the Sukkot, a festival like Pesach, and you see again hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of Jews sitting around the Seder table, fulfilling the commandments of Sukkot. Physical objects that elevate one's physical life and spiritual life and physical environment. This is the choice that we make. And this is the mistake that the agents made. They saw the negativity. They saw the weakness of the Israelites. They didn't see the strength. They didn't see the faith. They didn't see the power. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
Discover the delightful symphony of flavors at Friends Bakery in Sandringham every Friday. Indulge in fresh-baked flavor challahs like za'atar, homemade, and classic loaves, all perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery new pretzel challah. You'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free, faster taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order easily via WhatsApp 076-108-0085 and taste the difference that has everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary. We're talking about the ability of looking beyond the obvious, of understanding that the physical, beautiful world that God created is there for a purpose, and it's not to reject it, and it's not to escape it, but to use it correctly with the eternal God-given laws that are contained in Torah. And then you transform this physical world into something which is altogether greater. And this was the terrible mistake of the Meraglim, of the spies, the agents that Moshe sent into the promised land to investigate the land. They saw something of beauty, and they became frightened. They thought that this would break the spiritual strength of the Israelites, and they came back with a negative, frightening report, saying, "Don't go into the land. It's a land that will devour you." But Joshua and Caleb, two of the spies, they remained loyal. And this is why the Haftarah tells the incredible story of, well, Joshua. Moses had passed on. Joshua had now become the leader. And he sent in, well, not 12, but two agents, just to prepare the advance of the Israelites into the promised land. But he did so quietly, secretly. And it reminds me, of course, of what happened over the past few weeks. Did anybody expect what happened would happen? No. And suddenly, things changed. We saw, well, miraculous events. The destruction of our enemy's powerful, powerful tools. It was done quietly over a long period of time. If you have time tomorrow, listen to the Haftarah. It's a story that's told quietly, because sometimes it's those quiet events, things that are done behind the scenes, things that take, well, years, sometimes decades in planning, but they come at the right moment, and they have a powerful effect which changes the course of history in the most profound and powerful way. And this is the month of Tammuz, and our sages point out something quite interesting, that the numerical value of Tammuz is 453. And 453 is also the gematria, the numerical value of the word tagen, which means shield, both shield as a noun and shield as a verb. The month of Tammuz that we are going to bless tomorrow is a shield, something that we need. Because to us, the loss of one life is a national, a universal tragedy. To us, the injury of one person is a universal tragedy. To us, anything negative is a tragedy. And we hope and pray for a divine shield, the Tagen, the numerical value of Tammuz, Hashem's shield, our sages tell us, which will happen in the month of Tammuz. This is what we pray for. This is what we want. And the other word that has the same numerical value is the word Ginat, which is a garden. Because this is what we do. We defend ourselves. And then we build beautiful gardens. We don't live for war. We live to build beautiful gardens. We live to build an environment of goodness, of kindness, of gentleness, of true beauty. We live to build a world that sanctifies the name of God. A world that is a gun, a garden. And this is something that we have to remember, who we are. We are an eternal people. We are people with a great mission. We are a people that God gave a tremendous, tremendous responsibility. And this is why we live both within and outside of history. And we continue. And we continue, and we continue. And while, yes, there are challenging moments, our faith, our courage, and our strength enables us to continue with tremendous resolve, with tremendous, tremendous ability. And this is why. This is why we aren't afraid. We are concerned. We hope and pray for goodness. We want the Tammuz Tagen, the Tammuz shield, to protect us, each and every one, each and every single one. But at the same time, we understand the necessity of that which has to be done. And the Haftarah, it's done quietly, very often without anyone really knowing. And I encourage people to go to shul. Now is not a time to stay at home on Shabbat. Go to shul tonight, tomorrow. Of course, do it with safety. Do it wisely. Listen to those who are there for your security. But go to shul. Go to shul in numbers. It's a time to be with your people. It's a time to connect with your people. It's a time to sing with your people. It's a time to pray with your people. And of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow it's a time in unity to bless the month of Tammuz. A month that we're told that although it has certain negative connotations, will be transformed into a time of sason b'simcha, a time of great joy and a time of great festivity. It's a time that has the potential of incredible, incredible, miraculous transformation. And as I say every week, when you're in shul tomorrow, listen to the parsha. Listen to the fascinating story of the meraglim, of the agents that Moshe sends into the promised land. A difficult story, but a great story. Listen to how Moshe defends his people when Hashem wants to punish them, and he pleads for forgiveness. He pleads for forgiveness. Indeed, he says, God, this will make your name greater in the eyes of the entire world. And indeed, it does. Listen to the commandments that come when the Jewish people enter the promised land. Listen to each and every single word. Listen to the story of the Haftarah. And something will resonate. Something will talk to you personally. And when it does, you will know what, in fact, the parsha is all about. Shlach, the ability to enter challenging situations. But you have to do it with proper sight and insight to see beneath the surface, to see the essence, to see the truth. A Shabbos.